Hello?
Yeah, hi, Sean. This is Gia from Family First. How you doing today?
Okay, how you doing?
Good. I just wanted to let you know something. So first off, you've been approved. The next step is waiting for a service coordinator to be assigned to the case so they could determine how many hours you're going to be approved after an assessment. But as of right now, no service coordinator has been assigned to your case. So what I would like to do is call into Keystone with you and have you request a service coordinator so it could start getting, they could start getting on with it. Is that something you're okay with?
I'm okay with it.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you through to them, and you just have to say your name and say, "I'm calling to request a service coordinator as fast as possible." Okay?
Okay.
So bear with me. I'll be on the line, but I'll be muted. So if you need anything, at least just text me or, if you need anything, I'll be on the line. Okay?
Okay.
Hold tight.
We need your help to tell us how satisfied you are with your health care. If you receive a survey, please fill it out and return it right away. Your opinion counts.
Medical assistance renewals have started. Have questions? Our member services team would be happy to assist you. Just ask them about medical assistance renewals.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Marvin. May I have your name, please?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Sean Murray.
Thank you, Sean. You're calling for yourself?
Yes.
What is your ID number?
I don't know.
What is your Medicaid number?
Medicaid number?
Yes.
I'm calling for a service coordinator. I'm trying to get a service coordinator.
In order to that, you should provide me your participant number, Medicaid number.
How about Social Security number? That'll work
no,
too,
we
right?
No, we don't use social. No, we don't use social. Do you have your phone number on your account?
Yes.
What is that?
215-834-7798.
And your full name and date of birth?
Sean Murray, October 24th, 1970.
Mm-hmm. Are you calling from the same number or are you using different number right now?
I'm calling from the same number.
No, you're not calling from the same number. Are you Sean or you're
oh,
somebody else?
No, no. Oh, no, no. I have somebody called for me.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, sir.
We want to make sure that the member
is
the
sir.
Right person, not the
one second,
someone
sir.
Who
Hello?
Is pretending to be a member. Yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me help you out here. I'm the service coordinator for Sean Myrie. I'm sorry, case manager down at Family First Care. We are an agency. The participant, Sean Myrie's Medicaid ID is 00217. 773619.
And can I confirm home address?
With the participant, yes.
2647 North 28th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19132.
Sounds good. Sean, I am now, you passed the verification stage in this case. Since someone helped you, I will give you your service coordinator information. And apparently, you are not assigned service coordinator yet.
So, sir, if you heard from the beginning of the call, he called in to request a service coordinator.
Yes.
As I mentioned, apparently his insurance come to today only.
Okay.
Become active.
Okay, so please put in a request for a service coordinator like he requested.
No, it will be assigned automatically. They will assign it. But
he's putting
policy
in,
just.
I understand, but he's putting in a request as well.
Yes, ma'am, but it will be automatically assigned. Let me give you the department also that will help you, the service coordinator. It is 855.
No, please transfer us.
What do you mean, please transfer?
You're supposed to assist us, sir, in getting through.
Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a pap test.
I'm just...
If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can...
Thanks for choosing Keystone First Community Health Choices. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your personal care connector. Thank you. All representatives are busy assisting other callers. Please hold, and your call will be answered in the order that it was received. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children age 12 to 20. We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Here for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen's checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with... We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poisoning? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us.
calling Member Services. My name is Saranda. May I have your member ID number, please?
How you doing?
Hi. Just calling in with the participant. His Medicaid ID is 00217736 19.
May I hit that number a little slower?
Sure. 02-177-3619. You could finish up the rest of the confirmation with the participant, but he was calling today. He knows that a service coordinator will be automatically assigned, but he was calling in today to see if he could also request it and have that on file that he requested it.
May I have the member's name and date of birth?
My name is Sean Murray. I was born October 24th, 1970.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. Give me one moment.
Okay.
And in order to give our members the best possible health care, would you be willing to answer some questions about your race, ethnicity, and language today?
Yes.
May I ask, what language do you speak to your doctor in?
English.
And what language do you read about your health care?
English.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
May I have your race?
I'm black. African American.
Thank you. Thank you.
Even though I've never been to Africa.
Give me one moment. Well, thank you for updating our records today. And you say you need a service coordinator assigned to you. Give me one moment.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. May I have a good telephone number?
215-834-7798.
That will be a good time to call you.
Anytime you feel like it.
Anytime. Okay, you should receive a call back within 5 business days with your new service coordinator name and telephone number. And is there anything else I may assist you with today?
No, that'll be it.
Okay, and are you satisfied with the response?
Yes, ma'am.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.